We're doing the Ein Yaakov. We're up to Daf Samach in the Gemara Brachos. We're coming to the finish line. We got a few more weeks to go. Page 192 in the standard editions of the Ein Yaakov, Tzadik Vav Amud Beis. And in order to understand the section we're about to read, we have to introduce the following concept. We are taught that every person has two angels that accompany him. Malachei Asharet, when the congregation, when everyone's suffering, there's a time of tzara, so then a person should partake of the suffering of the masses, and even if he's okay, you know, everyone else has lost their jobs, but he has $15 million in the bank, and he's fine, he's not worried about anything. Nonetheless, he should participate in their sorrow and in their prayer. And if he doesn't, if he goes home and says, I'm okay, you know, they're all worried, there's no rain, there's who knows what, I'm fine. I have my house in Switzerland, I have my house in the Bahamas, if things go bad here, I got where to go, I got my private jet waiting for me. So if a person does that, if he goes home and says, Shalom Aleich Nafshi, I'm okay, good for me. So then the Talmud tells us the two angels that accompany him put their hands on his head and they say, so-and-so, the son of so-and-so, you did not participate with the congregation in their suffering. You should not merit to see when things go well for them. And if a person does participate in the sorrow of the congregation, so then the angels that accompany him put their hands on his head and they say, so-and-so, the son of so-and-so, you did partake of the suffering of the congregation, so you should merit to see when things go well for them. So far we're okay? So we see from this line in Talmud that there are angels that accompany every person. But there are other areas that the Talmud discusses that. And here the Gemara is talking about what do we do when we're going to go do our human needs. And the angels don't go into bathrooms. They don't come into such places. So in the days of Chazal, they lived on a level where they felt, they sensed, and they really lived with this concept that there were angels accompanying a person. We don't. I'll tell you an interesting story. When I was teaching in the Lower East Side, so Thursday nights, I'd stay up all night preparing Friday's class. I'd stay up learning all night long Thursday night. I'd give class Friday morning. And then when Shabbos would come, I'd be so tired, I'd go to the apartment all alone, I'd eat my Friday night meal, sing a few songs, and go to sleep really early, like 6:30, I'd be in bed. people would always try to invite me, and I'd always decline, because I was too tired to be a guest by someone Friday night. So one time a guy comes and says to me, you're coming to me Friday night. I said, thank you very much, but no, it doesn't really work for me. So he says, no, I've been inviting you week after week, you got to come. So I said, I appreciate it, but no, it doesn't really work for me. So he said to me, look, I don't get you. You're sitting all alone in your apartment, and you're not willing to come to me for the meal. If you don't come to me, at least invite other people to your house. Don't sit alone Friday night for the meal. At least have other people over. So before I continue the story, I have to tell you one more thing. In this yeshiva, the policy was that if a person wasn't bothering anyone, they never asked them to leave. So what happened was there were a bunch of people who were crazy, literally insane, who would come to the yeshiva and sit down as though they were learning, and no one asked them to leave. So long as they didn't bother anyone, they weren't asked to leave. So you'd walk around the yeshiva, and there were mamash crazy people there. Literally, one of them, his habit was, he'd go to the insane asylum and sign out other people under his auspices. Cuckoo, like literally crazies. So we were used to learning with them in the background. You know, they'd say, the sides and whatever. Fine, they didn't bother us, we didn't bother them. Okay, so now back to our story. So this guy comes to me and... Not this yeshiva, no.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, so what's
your... I shouldn't say that. So this guy comes and says to me... what do you mean? I say, look, every Friday night, we say Shalom Aleichem. We welcome the angels into our house, right? So I'm not sitting to the meal alone. I have angels with me at the meal. So he looks at me and he says, if you're at the point where you're seeing angels and talking to the angels Friday night, you've been in this yeshiva way too long. And his line was true. His line was true. So we don't do what we're about to read. But the halacha does say, meaning in the Gemara's time, the Gemara says, and this was the halacha in their days, Hanichnas the Beit HaKiseh, when one is about to enter a bathroom, Omer, what he says is, Hitkabdu mechubadim, O honored ones, please be honored. He's turning to the angels. He's talking to the angels, which again, if you see someone talking to angels today, then you gotta wonder, like I was told. In their days, where they were on a higher spiritual level, so they'd say, Hitkabdu mechubadim, honored ones, please be honored. Kiddushim mesharatei elyon, holy ones who are servants of the one up above. Tnu kavod l'elokei Yisrael, you give honor to the God of Israel. Harpu mimeni ad shekanes ve'eseh ritzuni v'avo alechem. Let go of me, because I got to go in and do what I got to do, and then I'll come back. I'll see you soon. Amar Rabbaye elolei ma'ine shachid din l'mashav kilei v'azli. Don't say let go of me, because then they might just leave you. Elalei ma shimruni shimruni yizruni yizruni samchuni samchuni. Tell them, watch me, watch me. I'm going in. This isn't relevant to you, angels, but watch me, support me, be a protector for me. Wait for me until I go in and I come out. Amtinuli, wait for me. I check anis veetzet till I go in and out. Sheken derkan shibne adam. This is what us humans do. Kinafik omer. What does a person say when he comes out of the bathroom? Blessed are you, Hashem. Baruch asher yatzalta adam bechokhma. Here the Gemara brings us the blessing that we say. And this is a blessing you guys should learn by heart. I know in the Machon it's very convenient. You have it posted all over. But this is a blessing you should know by heart. Yeah. Asher yatzalta adam bechokhma. Blessed are you, Hashem, who fashioned man with wisdom. Uvaravo nekavim nekavim. And created within man all kinds of apertures. Chalulim chalulim. Hashem created within man all kinds of hollows, funnels. We have the different veins and the different arteries. Galui v'yodo alifnei chisei chavodecha. It's revealed, it's well known before your holy throne. She'im yipatech echad mem. That if one of our arteries, God forbid, were to open, o'im yisatem echad mem, or one of them were clogged, one of the different parts of tubing that's within us, yifshal lamod lefanecha. We would never be able to stand before you. Ma'i chatim, and how do you conclude? Amar Rav, chofei cholim, amar Shmuel, Rav says, conclude the blessing, blessed is he who heals those that are ill. Shmuel says, we're not all sick. You say, blessed is he who heals all flesh. And Rav Sheshat says, you conclude with mafli la'asot, and that's why Rav Papa says, you say them both. Rofei chol basar, he who heals all flesh, mafli la'asot, and does wondrous things. What are the wondrous things? That here the body functions, and it takes what it needs, and emits what it doesn't need. Here you're able to breathe, and you have this vessel that runs on its own. Ask yourself, what's the battery that runs the body? We don't know. The human cavity that it can take in air, and then it could take out what it needs from the air, and then breathe out, and the way it could take from the food and emit what it doesn't need. That's all a wondrous thing, and that's what we say, Rofei chol basar, Hashem heals us, because if the body were not able to emit the feces, we'd be ill. So going to the bathroom is a way of healing ourselves, so to speak. It's a wondrous thing the way this whole human body functions.